Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the New York Giants, Stu Miller. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Temple steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit is hit by the pitch. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Raycat now catching. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards center. Mays fields it and throws to second to catch Bailey for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Grammas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Raycat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Stu Miller. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Wes Westrum now catching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson bunts towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil bunts towards the mound. Sanchez catches it and throws to first to double up Bressuit. Two outs. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.